I like the Home for Christmas.
Oh, Dirty Laundry's a good tune.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
End of the Innocence, Sunset Grill. Play it. Shut your mouth. I'll punch you in your dirty, whorish mouth. Don't talk to me like
I'll
that.
I'll throw you over this balcony.
Whatever. You're no New York congressman. So you just, you don't want to talk about the campaign issue, the fundraising? Just to clarify, congressman.
I'll break you in
half.
You don't
want to get into it?
Break you like a boy.
I got one sent in to me. This is a great one. Arkansas Zone. My bad. I apologize. Mark says, you moron.
Oh, Levon.
Levon Helm, hello. Jeez. Sorry.
Moron.
David says, Arkansas Zone, Levon Helm. God rest his soul. David and Sherwood, amen to that, brah. Clay says, Don Henley. I do love this song.
It's pretty bad we didn't know this since we use it as bumper music.
She must work in the ER.
You think he's creepy?
Where's he springing a leak at? No, he's not. I'm saying some of those Don Henley songs creep me out. I'm telling you, I can't listen to Hotel California by myself. It weirds
it's
me
creepy,
out.
It's creepy, yeah.
I tried to read Helter Skelter one night, too, when I lived alone.
Bad idea.
Couldn't do it. That Charles Manson's scary.
Strange dude.
Yeah. Turns out...
he has some interesting ideas.
Turns out he wasn't that good a dude. He had it all going on. Plenty of drugs, plenty of chicks. He had his own little compound. He's like... I got an idea, dude. Let's go kill a bunch of people. Why? You got it going on, homeboy. What's wrong with you? You got a harem, a compound, and all the weed you can smoke. You're an idiot. Just kidding, Mr. Manson.
Don't find me.
He was working with the Beach Boys.
Who is it? It's Tex. Could I have a word with you? No, I can't come out. Speaking of assaulting someone.
Oh, yes?
Police in Milwaukee, which, of course, when you think classical music.
Milwaukee's finest, yes.
Yes. Well, it's a good place for cheap beer, too. Police in Milwaukee investigating the theft of a Stradivarius violin, potentially worth. How much do you think a Stradivarius, a nice one, goes for these days?
$500,000.
That would have been a good guess, I think, for a high-end Stradivarius. What do you think?
Sure. Same thing.
$6 million.
Whoa! Police well, it's chief. Made of gold, Justin. You didn't mention that.
It must have been. Must have been made from the feathers of angels' wings. The police chief said Tuesday the violin was taken from the symphony orchestra concertmaster, Frank Almond. He's a tough nut to crack, this one, but they did it.
Is He's the
sure
Almond
it's not
brother.
Almond?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm going Almond.
All right, go for it.
It's a nutty crime. Befitting of his name. Flynn said a man and a woman approached Almond outside Wisconsin Lutheran College, where he'd just given a performance, and they tasered him. Hey, I really liked your...
You've been tasered before?
Not since breakfast.
You know, RJ was telling me recently, they have a taser at the house,
yes.
And he was messing with it.
Because who don't? Well,
yeah,
I have one. I have a stun gun.
There you go.
Well, which I've stunned myself in the leg to see how it feels.
Do you use it for the same reasons RJ does?
No.
To
subdue my victims.
Your unwilling victim unconscious? Yeah.
In perfect RJ
oh,
fashion.
Oh, Allison, you want to play a little game?
I think that's how it started, and then he ended up shocking himself.
RJ's feeling feisty. Yeah, he accidentally
tased himself.
He also accidentally threw away the $2,500 he won in a poker tournament in Tunica once because he's a moron.
But these aren't the kind of tasers, though, that shoot the prod out, you know, and
no.
Stick you and stuff. You just,
no, he's just
put it up to you. And,
do you have the one that shoots the... You
no,
can get those.
No, it's just...
Those
I bought this at a gas station.
You have to be a police officer to have those.
No, this has just got the little electrical line, you know, that comes out across.
It's
you know,
loud, too, man.
I've got an Easton 3630. Maybe I should upgrade to a taser. The other day, I called home, and Maddox was sitting there, and I said, what would you do if somebody broke in the house? He said, I'd get your baseball bat out. I said, I have a better idea. Why don't you hide in mommy's closet? He said, okay.
I like that he's brave enough, though.
Yeah.
Let's grab a bat, defend himself.
Should I confront him, Dad?
Is the word you're looking for, Chris. It's a fine line. What?
Said, should I confront him, Dad?
Yeah. Sick him, Maddox. Daddy will be hiding in mommy's closet. Anyway, so they tasered this dude. They knocked him to the ground, and they forced him to drop his violin case. Then they took it. It's not something that can easily be sold for even a fraction of its monetary value. Oh, it's worth $6 million? Fine. I'll sell it for 120 grand. That's fine. No skin off my nose. I'm not paying taxes on it, dum-dum.
How do you sell anything like that that's so high profile and stolen, you know?
Black market.
Oh, you know how many Stradivariuses are rolling around out on the open market?
Being sold out of trunks?
Threes. Yeah. Four, maybe.
Craigslist, right?
The violin's described as a 1715 Lipinski model and was on loan to him from its permanent owner.
That was their best model they made.
Boy, how terrible a call is that? Hey. Yeah. It's Frank. Yeah, about the violin.
I got some good news and bad news.
Good news is I'm fine. So that there's that. As far as the $6 million Stradivarius, let me borrow, yeah.
That's the bad news.
You know that fiddle?
A $6 million violin without security. That's stupid. Only a few hundred originals are thought to exist today. So, I mean, you could say, hey, this isn't the stolen one. This is a different $6 million Stradivarius. Yeah, I'll take $5 million for it. And if you're the owner, are you happy that the guy's alive, or are you like, dude? I mean, honestly, I'm like, if you don't get shot in the face over it.
Yeah, risk your life.
You better bring
some
me
sort.
My violin back, yeah. Dum-dum. And it lets him borrow it. I'm like, no chance, bro. You're in Milwaukee. It's not like you're playing some of the big houses. I'm sure I'm going to get an email. Oh, you're stupid. All the great violinists play Milwaukee.
Duh.
Shows you what I know.
Yeah.
I have a story about an ER trip gone wrong. If you want to weigh in on the Super Bowl, the whiteout at UALR, whatever you want to do, we're here. I don't care.
We're hanging.
And whatever.
Just chilling.
You want to make fun of Chris's mint-colored tie?
You can't make fun of this tie. This tie is fantastic.
It is a great-looking tie. I got made fun of earlier. Let's see. Who was it? Somebody took issue with me calling it mint. Oh, yeah. Uward says, on the Keighley Service Company live fan feedback, Justin, for real men who sell propane and propane accessories, the color of the tie is green.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Miss Lippy. And up north is freezing cold. And it's